Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. And by the way, a happy new year to you, because we have finally accomplished something incredible. We have made it all the way through 2021. Now, there are people out there that would have told us, you know, hey, man, 2021, it's going to be a great year. There are also people that would have told us, hey, man, 2021, it could be a terrible year. So here's the question I have for you. How did 2021 treat you? I mean, how did you do? After all, everybody in the news media is getting you to reflect on last year, and they're trying to make predictions for you for the future. Yeah, the news media, they're all about trying to make your life more convenient. They're going to go out and do all that hard research for you, and they're going to report information to you that they want you to act on. And here's my advice to you. Use your brain. Yeah, use your brain. You've got one. It works very well. It has served you all the way up to this point in your life. You got to use your brain. And here's what I'm getting at. Stop looking at all the noise out there. Stop looking at all of the predictive analysis out there, because it'll drive you absolutely crazy. Yeah, there's all these articles that are talking about, hey, the 10 most underproductive real estate markets in the country in 2021, but they could be the top performers in 2022. Or how about this article? Boise, Idaho, highly overinflated values. But ironically, I saw another article that said that Boise is like at the top of their list for performance potential for 2022. So what, you know, come on, really? How can it be both things? Well, I guess it could be both things, but this is the point I'm trying to make. It doesn't matter. All of that noise out there, it doesn't matter. Here's what matters. You've made it to 2022. Congratulations, you are there. Nobody can take that away from you. You have crossed the timeline of the world from 2021 to 2022. Woohoo! We did it. So now what are we going to do? Huh? What are you going to do? Now think about it. What is it that you did not accomplish in 2021 that you would like to accomplish in 2022? Now, for some of you, it might be, yeah, I was trying to get a promotion, but you know, the COVID thing just kept keeping things at bay. So I just kind of hunkered down and I never got the promotion, but I didn't get fired. Okay. Well, that's a decent result. Okay. You didn't get what you were gunning for, but at least you didn't lose your job. Now, other people would say they've been watching the stock market. They've been watching the stock market all the way through 2021. And what they found was that 2021 actually wasn't a bad year for them. No, it really wasn't. I mean, the stock market continued its upward trend from the previous year, from 2020, when we had that nasty sell-off that occurred when coronavirus happened. But the market did come back. And the market appears to have done reasonably well in 2021. Now, my assessment is, yeah, the market's been going sideways probably for about the last, I don't know, 6 months or so. There's a little bit of a rise in there, but it's mostly going sideways. And there's no lack of articles out there that will, first of all, warn you about the impending doom of the stock market. You will also find an article out there that's going to talk about the fact the stock market is going to do wonderfully in 2022. All that information's out there. Your job is to sift through it and see what's appropriate. But while you're sifting through that information, here's what else I would like your brain to focus on. A little thing called control. Yeah, control. Yeah, and I'm not taking you back to the Maxwell Smart days. Remember Get Smart? Yeah, I know you older guys remember Get Smart. Younger guys are like, Maxwell Smart? Who is that guy? Well, this guy had a shoe phone. Anyway, never mind. Here's the point. Control. Control is something that you must have in your life. If you don't have control in your life, you lack control. Now, I will tell you this. You have control over some things in your life, but you don't have a lot of control over everything. As a matter of fact, there are people that control you. Yeah, there are people that control you. Even in a free society, such as the United States, there are people that are controlling you. And here's the interesting thing. You gave them full permission. You gave them full authority to do that. You did. Yeah, you did. Now, I'm not picking on you. I'm not beating you up or anything. And some of the control that you have over your life might be pretty good. I mean, you might actually have a relationship, let's say, with an employer. Yeah, talk about who controls you, right? You might have a relationship with an employer that gives you flexibility to do what you want to do when you want to do it. But then there's still the responsibility to provide all the work product for the employer. After all, they've entered into an agreement with you that you're going to trade your time and talents for the money they're going to provide you in the form of a salary for doing those things. And corporate America and even non-corporate businesses, even nonprofit businesses, they all have a profit motive. If they cannot maintain profitability in their business, what happens is their business implodes. And when it implodes, they can't pay you anymore because they did a very bad job of controlling their business. So let's get back to the concept of control. You control some things, you don't control other things. That's a given. You control what in life? I will tell you this. There are some things that we need to help you get control of. The first thing is your retirement destiny. The second thing is your lifestyle. When we get all those things under control, everything else pans out. When we come back from the break, I'll get more into this.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Yeah, we're talking about control. Man, I'm hitting you with both barrels here now that we're in the new year, because I think you need to hear something that nobody else has bothered to tell you. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm sharing with you. Now, I will tell you this also. There are many people in this country that are not going to hear the information that I'm about ready to share with you. So you're lucky. You're actually fortunate. Maybe luck has nothing to do with it. Maybe you know, the stars aligned correctly. It really doesn't matter how you got to this radio show, whether you're listening to me live on the radio or you're listening to me on a podcast that you got off of lifestylesunlimited.com. I don't care how you found this show. The stuff I'm going to tell you is important. And this is information that everybody in America should hear, but not everybody does hear. It's just the way it is. I mean, think about it. I am not on every single radio station across the country all the time. Yeah, I'm not one of those guys. So when you hear the message I'm about ready to share with you, consider yourself warned. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Consider yourself warned. I'm warning you about the impending peril of your future, and you're not even aware that it's going to happen. Okay, so let me break it all down for you, because I know I've probably confused you a little bit. I don't care what age you are. You either are on track for a future retirement or you're not. It's as simple as that. Now, you can look at whatever metrics that you're using to calculate whether you're on track or not, and you can stress over those things. But I will tell you this, the majority of you do not control your investments. No, you don't control your investments. Now, you're thinking, wait a minute, man, I got a 401k, I got an IRA, I got a Ameritrade, are they still around? I don't know. You know where I'm going. I got a stock trading account. I control my investments. Okay. So, who makes the decisions in your mutual fund as to which stocks go in there? Is that you? Or is that your financial planner? Chances are that's somebody in the financial planner downline. Yeah, it's not you. What about your 401k? Or what about your IRA? Now, some of you, you actually select the stocks. I know this happens. But you're in the minority. You are deeply in the minority. And even if you are selecting your own stocks, what do you really know about the companies that you're investing in? Are you so deeply entrenched into the business model of that company that you fully understand what it is doing? Or are you just investing based off of fundamental information that the market tells you about? Yeah, think about it. Okay, so here's the other problem that I see that you have. For those of you that are doing the 401k game, doing the IRA game, investing in your own stocks, maybe you're day trading. How much time is involved in all of that? And I think what we're going to find out in this segment is that there is a correlation between time and control. There is. And here's the thing. You should get to a place in your life where you control all of your time. That is not a pipe dream. That is an absolutely doable reality for you. I am not blowing smoke up your chimney. I am telling you that you can get to a place in your life where you control 100% of your time, which is something you're probably not doing right now. Somebody else is controlling where you are and what you're doing for a portion of your day. Now think about it. The job, that place where you go, where you're bringing your expertise and your grit and your desire to do great things. You bring it all that to the table, and you've already negotiated a salary with the employer, right? You've also negotiated your retirement program with the employer. Everything was done in the past. So now you're strumming along. You're doing all the things that you're supposed to do so that you can continue to earn money for that employer while helping that employer to do what they want to do, what they're trying to create in their business model. And you go through time like that. Now you're giving up a good portion of your time to that employer. You understand that, right? Here's another place where you may or may not have control in your life: with your family. Now, you may think you're in charge of your household, and your spouse may let you believe that you're in charge of your household, but I will tell you this, it's a two-way street. You and your spouse probably share duties, and if your household is anything like my household was, I had very little control in my household because my wife had all of the control, and I was totally fine with that. So that was a piece of control that I was totally fine to give up because I knew my wife always had my best interest and my family at heart. Okay, so we've talked about the control you don't have over your time due to work. What about the control over your
time due to family. We covered that, right? Okay, you've got to figure out what that looks like for you. I know what my version looks like, and I was okay with my version, but your version may not be exactly the way you want it to be. Where else are you losing control over your time? Well, we're supposed to sleep every day. Yeah, our physical bodies require a rejuvenation process, and we're supposed to get about 8 hours a night. Now, some of you, you don't get 8 hours a night. Some of you go to bed stressing out. Some of you have a challenge staying asleep. Some of you don't rest well. As a matter of fact, you may set the alarm for 8 hours from when you went to bed, and you find yourself getting up after 5 or 6 hours. So what I'm suggesting to you is that you don't even have control over a quality sleep time. Yeah, you don't control that because all these other influences in your life are controlling your brain patterns and they're messing with your sleep pattern. Okay, where else are you losing control? Think about it. Where else are you losing control? Did you enter into an agreement to buy something and you agreed to buy that thing and you agreed to pay for it over time? And in other words, you took out some credit to pay for that thing. So now you don't have control necessarily over that thing because you still have a responsibility to pay the credit piece. In other words, the monthly payment. And if you don't get that done, you could lose control of the item that you desire to possess that you've agreed to make long-term financing payments on. Yeah. Okay. So I could go on and on and on about the fact that you probably don't have as much control in your life as you think you do. So we need a solution. We need a solution. And I've got one for you. It's called real estate. When we come back from the break, I'm just going to break it all down for you. Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so I'm going to fess up with you because I spent a good portion of my life not being in control of my life. Yeah, I'm just telling you the way it was. I mean, as soon as I jumped onto that bandwagon of to be successful in life, go to school, get good grades, you know where I'm going, right? I talk about this all the time on the show. I did all of that stuff. I put myself into the school system. I let them have control over me. I let them influence me so that I could get something called a diploma so that I could get into college. Yeah, and I did the same thing there. Did the exact same thing there because I needed to get that diploma because I had taken a scholarship from the United States Army, which paid for my tuition and fees, but it didn't pay for my living expenses. So I came out of college with a little lack of control over my personal debt because I had to take out some student loans in order to get myself through college. And even then, I got through college, gave up control over my life there because, you know, think about it in college. I mean, it's probably the freest a lot of us have ever been. Yeah, I mean, because you're free from mom and dad, right? But you still have the influence of the school, but nobody, like, pays attention to you. Nobody cares what you do. So you, as long as you're going through the motions and doing what you're supposed to do, yeah, nobody pays you a care, right? But they still control your life. They tell you when to go to class. They tell you what to study. They tell you all of that stuff. And at the end, they give you that diploma, and then you go out in the workforce. Where, what do? You give up more control. Yeah, so instead of giving up, I don't know, what do you give up in college? So is that like, could you equate college to a 40-hour work week? I suppose you could. You know, there are people that I know that kind of approached it that way. But at the end of the day, college is like, I got a 2-hour class on this day and I got a 3-hour class on that day. And you know, you get your studying done. It's a lot more fluid. And then you get into the job market. And for me, the job market was the military. You want to talk about giving up control? Yeah, join the military. Now, I was an officer. I was an officer. And even as an officer, I gave up a lot of control over my life because I was subject to something called the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which is a different set of laws that affect military personnel. And to be honest with you, if you run afoul of anything in that red book, it could be troublesome for you. Okay, so you tend to give up a lot of control. And here's the other thing. I gave up control over, you know, whether I was going to spend Christmas with my family sometimes or Thanksgiving. I gave up control over, you know, what I would do for vacations because the needs of the Army outweighed my personal desires. Heck, I didn't realize how much control I had given up until 27 years later, I retired and I was a civilian again. Yeah, talk about a weird transition. I mean, it was a weird transition for me. It was really weird. And here's the other thing. Because I hadn't done everything that I was supposed to do with my retirement. Now, I earned a pension, but the pension wasn't enough to cover my living expenses. I had to go back to work. So when I found that other job, guess what I gave up? I gave up control of my time because I went back to trading time for money. See where I'm going. Okay, so I did this throughout my life until I turned, I think it was the age of 53. I'm 57 and a half right now, just to give you some framework. So in 2017, I find out about Lifestyles Unlimited and I check them out. And I checked them out. I went on the internet. I looked at all the dirty, nasty things people would say about Lifestyles Unlimited on the internet. And to be honest with you, I really didn't find a lot. I didn't. Now, there were a couple negative things, but when you start reading the negative things, you start to realize that the person that wrote it really, I'm not sure why they're writing it because there's no substance to it. There's no why to it. Yeah, there's no why. So when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited 4.5 years ago, one of the things that interested me the most was this concept of regaining control of my life. It's not a pipe dream. I am telling you this. It is not a pipe dream. You can get started today. Changing your life. Doing exactly what I do. Okay, not exactly what I do. Because what I do is customized for what my needs are. But the roadmap that everyone in Lifestyles Unlimited follows can be customized to your goals and objectives. And the big thing I'm telling you about is that we're designed to help you get to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. Yeah, 5 years or less. It used to be 7 years. When Del Walmsley started this company 31 years ago, he told everybody, hey, I can get you done in 7 years or less. And over time, by doing everything that he was teaching everybody, one of the epiphanies Del had was that, wow, nobody's taken 7 years. Okay, an occasional person has taken 7 years, but it looks like most people are getting it done in 5 years or less. So he changed. It's like, okay, why would I dumb down the education so that everybody has to take 7 years if they can get it done in 5 years? Let's just tell people we can help you get it done in 5 years. Right on, Dale, we're on. So that's what we do. We're a real estate investor education and mentoring company. Those are the two services that we provide, and we do an exceptional job of doing that. As a matter of fact, we will teach you how to correctly invest in real estate. And not just any real estate, it is residential income producing real estate. These are properties that people pay to rent. These are properties that people find attractive, and they find it a value to them to pay you money every month, usually about a third of what they make, so that they can rent clean, functional workforce housing, so they have a nice place to call home. We will show you how you start finding, acquiring, rehabbing, putting into the marketplace for lease, and then holding while generating cash flow over a period of time, an asset that's going to pay you five different ways. Yeah. So here's the thing. And let me go back to the whole diatribe I had on the stock market thing. The biggest problem I have with the stock market, besides the fact that you really don't have any control over the stock market, you may think you do, but you really don't. You really, really don't. And here's the other thing. Those stocks that you have, I'm guessing the majority of them don't pay you any income. Yeah, there's no cash flow payment coming from those investments. No, you're in it specifically for equity gain. You're hoping the price will go up. Therefore, you can sell the stock at a future price and you will get something called appreciation. Okay, that's just one way we make money in real estate, the appreciation piece. See, the piece that's missing is that cash flow component. And here's why that cash flow component is so important to you. You're going to use that cash flow to start paying for your living expenses. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Now, it's not going to be like, okay, we're going to take a bucket of money and dump it into a real estate deal and all of a sudden, ba-boosh, everything is done. Real estate is not a overnight sensation. It is not something that you're going to make crazy money on in 24 hours. I mean, you could. It's happened. But the reality of it is, it's the long hold. It's the long play. But by doing it correctly and attaining the right assets, you can get to a place of retirement in 5 years. Okay, when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about some of those other ways we make money in real estate because they all factor in. Stick around.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you. And creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. Control, control, control. Okay, now you know I don't sing for a living. But what I'm talking about is something that's going to give you control in your life. It's not going to happen instantaneously. That's the point I was getting to in the last segment. Real estate is not like, you know, going and finding a stock that is massively undervalued and then buying that stock and waking up the next morning and finding that the stock has like gone up like 800 times in value. Okay. That's not what real estate does. But there's actually a component that kind of does that. Yeah, there's actually a component that actually does that. We call it equity capture. That's it, equity capture. And you're thinking, okay, what the heck is that, Al? All right, so let me explain this equity capture thing to you because it's important. It's one of the reasons that we prefer to buy, first of all, distressed assets. Second of all, we're willing to put the time and effort into bringing these assets back to their glory days. Yeah, we're totally on board with it. And here's why. You capture equity in a property when your all-in costs, everything that you have done to get that property to its peak efficiency, all of those costs are below what the retail price of that property is. So let me give you an example. Let's say you find a property that's worth, I don't know, $100,000. All right. Now this thing, it's not in great shape. It is not in great shape. It's got issues. And that's part of the reason you're interested in buying this thing is because it's got issues. See, Mr. and Mrs. Wannabe homeowner, they're not interested in doing rehab work on a property. The majority of them are not. Now, some do. Don't get me wrong. There are people that will go out and buy a junk property and actually move into it and fix it up while they're living there. But I don't suggest you do that. No, I don't suggest you do that at all. Here's the point. You buy the property for $100,000. But you know that properties in that neighborhood are trading for $200,000. Okay, you following me, right? So basically, you're buying this thing 50 cents on the dollar. Now, this thing might have foundation problems. It probably has roof problems. I mean, the flooring's probably all nasty. Windows may need some work. You're probably going to put new blinds in the whole thing. Yeah, see, I'm just giving you an idea of some of the things that you may have to tackle on this property. Maybe you want to put a wood deck in the back. I don't know. You know, it's your business plan. But here's the point. I'm going to do everything that I need to do to make this property pop. You heard me correctly. I want this property to be the nicest thing that people see, but I am not going to overimprove the property. So in other words, if all the homes in the neighborhood have granite countertops, maybe I need to consider investing in granite countertops. But if the majority of the homes do not have granite countertops, let's say they have butcher block surfaces, which, by the way, tend to, well, depending on what the cost of wood and granite is, the butcher blocks tend to cost less to put in. Granite tends to be more. Now, I will tell you this. If everybody else in the neighborhood has butcher block, I'm probably not putting granite in. And the reason I'm not going to is there's no justification for the additional cost. It's not going to get me any additional rent. It's not going to make that property look any better than any other great property in that neighborhood. So I'm going to stick with what's working to keep the property perfect for the area where it's at. I'm also going to stay focused on all of my costs. So let's say all of my costs, to include acquisition and my lending costs and my cash out of pocket, everything works out to be $175,000. But the property's worth $200,000. That difference right there, that difference of $25,000, that's your equity capture. See, all of a sudden, by doing it the way we'll teach you how to do it, you now have an additional $25,000 in equity that you earned by finding the asset, repurposing the asset, and putting it back into service. That's kind of your reward for doing a little extra work. See, there are people that think that the way to invest in real estate is to just go out, go find something that's all ready to go. Go find something that somebody's already flipped, or maybe go find new construction. Okay. And what they tend to do, though, is they tend to pay full retail price. So if the property is worth $200,000, they're paying $200,000. So when you pay $200,000, and let's say you put 20% down, so you need $40,000 plus your closing costs. So maybe you've got $45,000 in the deal. So your actual equity in the property is only about $40,000. You tracking with me? And you didn't capture any equity. So your price point into the property is at $200,000. But if you went into the property the way I described to you, where your total all-in cost is only $175,000, you're actually capturing an additional $25,000 in equity because you're not paying for it. Do you understand that? You are not paying for that. The other thing that you may not be aware of is that your cash out of pocket to do it the way that I suggest, as opposed to just, you know, find something that's already turnkey and ready to go, your cash out of pocket's going to be less. Believe it or not, it's going to be less, because we're going to teach you how to use a couple of different loan products to maximize your currency efficiency. Yeah. So in other words, we're going to keep the most money in your wallet as we can, and only put the money we need to put into the property, into the property. So you're thinking, all right, Al, you're blowing smoke up my chimney now, because that's not making a lot of sense. All right, well, let me break it down for you. So I have lenders that I work with that are called hard money lenders. We'll introduce you to all these guys. And what they will do, because they understand our business model, they understand we know what we're doing, they will loan you 70% of the full market value of that property as if it were fixed up. You heard me correctly. So in other words, if they're going to loan you 70%, that's $140,000. Now remember, I said it's going to take $175,000 total all in to do this deal. So what's the difference between $175,000 and $140,000? Well, $35,000. See, that's your additional cash out of pocket. Oh, wait a minute. It's not additional. That's the whole thing. See, not only are you coming in with less money, you're coming with $35,000 as opposed to, say, $40,000 plus closing costs, because that $35,000 that I'm talking about already has all the closing costs wrapped in it. So we're not adding anything else on. So the difference is I'm coming in with $35,000 versus, say, $45,000. And I'm getting an additional $25,000 in captured equity in this asset. Yes, because remember, my all-in price is $175,000, but it's worth $200,000. So I'm going to get all the equities that I had up to the $175,000, plus I get the extra $25,000. I actually have more equity in this property than you would if you bought it turnkey. That's why we do what we do. Now, there's a couple other ways we make money in real estate. See, one of the things that we will do is we will teach you how to properly leverage your properties. We believe leverage is important. We believe you need to bring a lender in to take down a big portion of the cost of that property. And by operating the property correctly, you'll have no problems covering those mortgage payments. As a matter of fact, once all the costs of operating that property are all done, you're probably looking at about, on average, $400 a month in passive income. See, that's the cash flow component. But here's the thing. Every month when you make that mortgage payment, part of that mortgage payment goes towards principal reduction. So you're going to be paying down the principal on that property while something called natural appreciation is occurring. So you're saying, okay, well, man, you got a lot of appreciation going on. You got captured equity. Okay, so natural appreciation is just what happens in the marketplace. That's it. It's just what happens in the marketplace. Property values are either going up or they're not. Or they're going down or they're not. What we have learned historically is that property pricing over time tends to double every 20 years. Yeah. So, I mean, you can use just a simple 3.5% appreciation rate. And what you're going to find out is that your $200,000 property just at a 3.5% appreciation rate in the first year should make you an extra $7,000 in equity. Yeah, that property should go up in value about to $207,000. So are you starting to see all these different ways we make money? Now, let me get you back to that cash flow, because I know when I said, hey, you get $400 a month, you're thinking, well, I can't retire on $400 a month. You're right. You probably can't. That's why we don't stop at one. We get you to as many as you need in order to get to that place of retirement. And trust me, you don't need as many as you think. To get the whole story, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshops.com. Sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going in 2022.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.